Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Gentlemen, we've just received a PhD in stupidity.
Every morning, you're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Guys, go out and get a mirror when we leave today and check underneath your cars there. This is in the news a couple of days ago. A woman in Omaha, Omaha Metro, found two electronic tracking devices on her car. And they show it in the picture here. This is from
There's an electronic tracking device in my car called my phone.
Yeah, but this is one.
Yeah, but you know about that one.
Yeah, you know about that one. You can buy these at local spy stores. I guess I don't know if they're spy stores, but
I would go to the spy store just to browse.
Does she suspect?
Yeah, ex-boyfriend.
Okay,
is accusing her boyfriend of stalking her. And says authorities say it's a growing problem. You can buy these, and you just put them underneath the car on the metal part of the frame.
Is it just the Apple AirTags or the little tile things?
Because
I've read articles about that.
No, this is actual.
That would seem easier.
Device. No, I'll send you the picture of it. I got it here. It's a big.
So you
got
to get underneath the car and actually attach it.
Well, just put it somewhere they're not going to notice it.
Yeah.
Underneath the car.
Couldn't you do that with an Apple AirTag?
That story's been out there as well. People getting unknowingly tracked with, like thieves that want to steal a car. They'll see the car out in public.
Yeah.
Okay, this is not the time or place.
Drop a tag on it and find it later.
And then find it later when it's nighttime and in a little more secluded area.
This one's more involved. It looks like it's really complicated. It's got a big battery pack and everything, so I don't know what it reports on, but they're showing a picture here. WWT had it on their website. But, apparently she would just show up, she'd be at a grocery store, he would just walk in. I mean, just too many random things. And then, I don't know this is from a couple of days ago, Puss. I don't know how she figured out that the thing was underneath her car. Maybe she thought, hey, the guy's somewhere, maybe he's tracking me.
And nobody thinks to look underneath the car, unless it was getting fixed on.
And either the guy or anybody knows the guy or our listeners, for sure. Yeah, it's a Mike McKnight story, our buddy Mike. Accused her boyfriend of this. But there is a spot.
How did they find out it was him aside from him showing up where she was?
Well, I don't know. She said that she's accusing
him. Say that. It just says she suspects.
Yeah,
that's who it is.
Him. Right, right.
And I guess all the evidence would point toward that.
He's a baby mama, too, I think. Yeah. I mean, they got a kid together, and he's just showing up at the places.
According to this, there was an AirTag in there, too.
Nah.
First, an AirTag under the passenger seat of that the victim found with a phone app.
Okay.
And then.
So this you couldn't track with your phone. This is something physically underneath the car, right?
Her vehicle was put on a lift at a garage where the fleet manager and a sheriff's investigator found an even more elaborate tracker. That's the one that you see there in the photo.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing she probably found the AirTag.
And then realized.
And then thought, let's check a little closer here.
Right.
And then had it searched.
Yeah, because your iPhone could find the AirTag, right?
Right.
In this situation, she wouldn't know it's underneath there at all, you know?
Can you take it someplace and have it scanned to see if there are other tracking devices on it?
Well, that's why she took it to the garage, put it up on a lift, and check underneath. Yeah. You know,
that's how you do it.
Yeah,
a physical inspection.
Right. Yeah, and they quote someone with the county sheriff saying, the last few months we've had four trackers that have been found on vehicles that victims inside the vehicle did not know about. It's becoming more common. So yeah,
man,
it's creepy.
We're boring too. Think about that. Where were you today? Work and gym.
Gym.
Grocery store.
Store.
Yeah.
So napping again.
Yeah. Nick is, he's napping again. Check him out. No, that's a McDonald's. Yeah, we know where that's at. He's leaving work. He's showing the McDonald's, and he's going home and napping. and
riveting.
It's 8:30. He's down in Fremont tonight.
Fremont?
Okay. Yeah. He's there for a while.
Trip to Smithland Island.
Yeah, well, you know, criminals are using technology better as well.
Yeah.
You know? All this stuff's available, and it all has.
Yeah. And I know there's a. I mean, I joked a little bit, but I think they're all kind of called spy stores. It's listing devices and all kinds of stuff you can buy. I'm not sure where there ones. There's one in Omaha, but
generally
I know
it seems online. The criminals or the hackers are a little ahead of the technology game than the people trying to catch them.
Well, I mean, you know, those AirTags. I mean, they're put out for a legitimate use, which is to keep track of your backpack,
your toddlers,
your stuff, backpack.
Your dog.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, you're right. Yeah.
But it doesn't take much for somebody with the wrong intentions to go, oh. Well, I could use that for my stalking.
Well, and don't be a creep. If somebody's not willing to tell you where they're going, don't follow them.
Yeah, but, you know, tell that to
If you break up with somebody, you're done.
Stalking with an S-T-A-L-K-I-N-G.
Don't be a creep is easier said than
not. Your stalking.
Yeah, right.
Unless you're constantly
misplacing
your stockings that go with your F-me boots.
He went and bought the stuff. You're right, man. He went full on.
Oh, yeah.
Once again, what was he going to do? She's at Walmart.
If he followed her long enough and showed up at enough places she was at, she would realize that she still loved him.
Right. That's what those guys think.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
She sees enough of me.
They do, right.
She'll remember the good times and fall right back in love with me.
Of course. She'll remember why we got together in the first place and not all the other creepy stuff that I did.
You speaking?
I'm playing a character there.
Playing a
character there.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Oh, explain to me this, though. Inmate, officer sentenced for smuggling gold grill into prison. What?
Oh, I thought it was girls.
No. Oh.
Grills. And but, these are not hibachis, right?
The gold ain't worth any money
grill?
In there.
These are teeth grills.
So the guy looks rough in prisons with his grill on?
Well, yeah, that's my first question was, like, how do you wear that in prison without getting busted with it? Because that's... You can't get
that's
that at the
mouth.
Commissary.
And you can't just show up one day with a grill.
No. Yeah.
People are going to notice that.
This was in San Diego. San Diego County inmate sentenced to nearly 3 years for bribing a corrections officer.
One look I'll never get, you know.
To smuggle a golden diamond grill into prison. Received a 30-month sentence in federal court on Wednesday for bribing an officer to smuggle in the dental molds and a grill. The officer who helped him sentenced to 24 months in prison in order to surrender.
Yeah,
what
is the message that you're putting out there if you've got the gold grill?
Once you know it's not allowed
you have
in prison,
enough money for it.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably a gang situation. I don't know who it is. You're a tough guy.
Did
but the bottom line is you can't hide it.
Did they smuggle that in their butt?
That was my second question. How did they get it in? Smuggled using a smuggled cell phone.
We are not part of the grill
that was the
culture.
Order.
And I don't think we're talking to a lot of the grill culture.
But once again, you couldn't hide it in there. All the dude has to do is open his mouth and see his grill, and they go, "Hey, where'd you get that? That's illegal."
Yeah, you did.
Officer Johnson brought it in his ass.
You didn't have that yesterday. Right. Well, it was, in Officer Johnson's ass, so I cleaned him up a little bit.
Well,
but
guessing,
how many times do you wash that before you put it in your mouth?
And how does one install
all the time?
Are grills usually installed professionally? Is that something a dentist would do?
No, they're removable.
Or they're like a mouthpiece.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't say how the guard got it in, but I'm guessing a guard, it's much easier for them to carry something in. He could have stuffed it in his lunchbox, and it was fine.
Well, he's stuck in his butt anyway, just for the hell of it.
Right. Now it's his thing.
That's his thing now.
Can you eat with those in?
I
can't answer any of your grill questions. Yeah. I can ask them, but I can't answer any of your grill questions.
Apparently, the guy was ordered to forfeit the grill to the government. He tried to say, no, it's glued to my teeth. And then they said, well, we've got these cameras in the prison that show you taking the damn thing out. So
I get a little bit hungry every time somebody says grill.
Yeah. I know. I am hungry, too.
Yeah. Do windy. That's a good question. Do they have grills in prison? Like out in the yard?
I doubt it.
I doubt it, man.
You're probably not going to want inmates with lighter fluid.
Somebody shoving their face down with a grill.
Yeah. Right. That could be a weapon real quick.
Cookout in the yard today.
Right. In the middle of the
hot
softball.
Dogs and,
it just goes with the softball game.
Yeah,
the softball game was 1987.
A nice softball game.
Right.
It surprises me that you can even have a lighter in prison. Yeah.
How'd they get those hot dogs in there?
Lighting smokes.
A lighter. Well, a lot of prisons are smoke free now too.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But yeah,
lighter to fit up your ass nice. You told me that, Puss.
But I mean, you would think you wouldn't be able to have a lighter. But for the longest time, I'm assuming you could. If you could smoke in a prison, you could have a lighter.
No, are cigarettes contraband or are
that's
they currency in prison?
Probably both.
Yeah, it's one thing we don't know anything about, prison,
Thankfully.
Yeah, good thing. Yeah.
I was in a holding cell for a little while.
Yeah, well, you're a badass.
I didn't even eat.
Right.
They're like, do you want breakfast? I was like, no.
Did they let you go out and smoke? Probably not.
Did you ask what they wanted?
No.
I can't believe you didn't ask what kind of breakfast they had.
I didn't think it was going to be good.
Yeah, probably not, but you like your food.
I'm guessing they don't have just round-the-clock meal service.
But if it was bad, the last thing I was going to do is take a dump in there where there's a big window. There's somebody. There's no privacy.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I'm surprised.
Do they take away your belt and shoelaces?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You have to wear their underwear.
Oh.
Yeah. I had a meal in jail once, and it really wasn't bad.
What'd you have?
I forget.
Salisbury steak?
I just remember it wasn't
salad.
Bad.
Yeah. Tossed salad.
He tossed a few salads.
It's not that bad.
That
in
was
here.
His meal. It wasn't bad.
It's not that bad.
He was
here.
Cute. He was cute.
Right. Again, it was a toss a salad or have a baby. And having a baby wasn't an option.
I forgot you're in a holding cell, Nick. Yeah. How long were you in a holding cell?
Oh, probably 8 hours.
Okay. That's a long time. Man.
We're getting some phone calls. Eight. We may get some answers about the grill here.
Oh, yeah. We have
or the grills. Yep. 877-931-4TNT.
Right.
Yep. Or TNT. At TNTRadioEmpire.com. That's the email address.
Yeah, even our black friends don't have a grill, since I remember anybody having, But, that doesn't mean they, don't. I mean, Tony never wore a grill. And
but he
Luke
might know somebody
who
has a grill and the care and feeding of said grill.
Somebody snuck in.
If Luke was going to have any accessories, he should get half a toe.
Yeah, but make it gold.
Yeah,
right?
Gold-plated toe.
Yeah, gold-plated toe. And I hate saying we have black friends because that sounds stupid, but we do. Who's this?
We got Tom on the line. He's got prison etiquette.
Knowledge.
Little prison insight.
I don't know if it was from the inside or the outside of the cell.
Go ahead. Were you a guard, Tom? Or were you in prison, Tom?
I was in jail, not prison.
What were you? Oh, you're in jail. Okay. So, what do you want to talk about?
Well, I heard you talk about lighters, and no, you don't really get lighters in jail. You use batteries, a small wire, and tissue paper to get the toilet paper to get the toilet paper to burn.
And then you light the cigarette.
You light the cigarette that way. Or you, whatever you want.
Pardon me?
And then you light
whatever you want to light. That's how you do it.
Do you light a cigarette or something like that?
Or fart? Yeah.
Or a spoonful of heroin?
All right. I just wanted to let you know.
Okay.
Hey, well, how long were you in jail, dude?
You guys have a good day.
All right. You too. Okay. Uh-huh. I'm out of here. Yeah. They're looking for me. Man, that's like MacGyver stuff. Battery, a wire, and a tissue paper to light a cigarette. Holy hell.
Wouldn't you think the smoke from this, from whatever you were smoking would give you away, too?
Yeah.
But also, wouldn't you think, well, I guess batteries are in people's boom boxes and stuff like that. People have music in there. I got it. Yeah. So they're easy to get in there, I'm sure. That's probably something you could buy at the commissary, a battery, right?
Sure.
Okay. All right. The commissary.
I need ramen and batteries, please.
I was in Oz, man. Yeah.
I did a nickel up in Chino.
Yeah, you buy 9 volts just to get a buzz. Put it on your tongue.
Put your tongue.
Couldn't a D battery be used as a weapon?
Yeah.
D battery?
Well, anything.
Your hand wrapped around a D battery punching somebody?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You could throw it real hard.
Yeah, it's tough prison, man.
Yeah, we need more guys in prison on this show.
That'd be funny if Nick was there for like 8 hours opening up, having a battery. You found a joint in your pants. Dude, lighting up a joint in the what prison were you in?
Cass County? The
Saunders County.
Saunders County Correctional Center.
Yeah. And that was in Wahoo, right?
Yes.
All right. Did you race past now? If you don't know the area, do you race past that on the highway when you go past?
I drive by it frequently.
Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah.
Brings back very fond memories.
Observing the posted speed limit.
Yes.
Making sure your tags are up to date.
They remember.
Mm-hmm. Right? And your brake lights work.
Nick Allen. Yeah.
All that.
And then you haven't had too much to drink. That's amazing.
That's all that. Yeah. That's also important.
That's the main one.
Yes.
All the other stuff's fine as long as you're not drinking. Right. Don't drink and drive, kids. Yeah.
Yeah, except that other stuff's not up to par. They just send you on your way. You go home.
Right. Who's this?
This would be Jay.
Jay's got the other side of the cell covered.
Okay.
He was a CO.
Okay.
Yeah, I was on the other side of the door.
Okay.
So it's easy for COs to bring in stuff because they rarely check us. But once you start bringing in stuff, you start getting investigated and you get looked at. I mean, because even when you think you're not being watched, you're being watched.
Sure.
Oh. Okay.
And once you start getting stuff in there and they start seeing, oh, this is this, or you being too friendly with a certain inmate, they'll start investigating you and looking at you more looking at you more frequently. And it's a lot of times it's female COs that come in that bring in the stuff.
Oh, because the guys get all sexy with them.
They get seduced.
Exactly. It's called being conned.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
It's called being conned. You like, hey, you bring me this in on the outside, I can get you X amount of dollars for this and this and this.
Then they
fall for it, and then next thing you know, you got the state troopers coming up there, handcuffing them, and they gotta take that walk of shame. And I've seen a lot of female officers take that walk of shame, man.
Oh, really? Man, that sucks.
Just like bringing in contraband, like having sex with inmates and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, we read the stories.
You still do it?
Yeah. No, I've been out of it for about 2 years. It started pressing on my mental. I did it for 8 years though.
Yeah, I've heard that one. I know my
that
grandfather
wears on you.
My grandfather actually worked in a prison for years, and it just showing up at work.
Yeah,
every day
I did
was kind,
that.
It's kind of depressing, right? Kind of depressing at work. Yeah.
Yeah, you drive and you think the whole way there, why am I doing this? And then next thing now, so.
We got it. Man.
I'm sorry.
We got it. Man.
Was the previous caller?
Hey, what is the biggest thing anybody's ever snuck in for somebody?
Oh, I've seen cell phones.
Okay.
Illegal drugs.
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen as much now, as you, like now, outside you, food.
Are you a guy, since you weren't in the on the investigating part, do you narc on people, or you say, listen, I'm just staying away from that?
I was straight down the middle. Like, I mean, you here to serve your time, do your time, and get out. Because, believe it or not, 92% of them get out, 56% go back.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, okay. I mean, like when if you saw other guards doing something, would you narc on them, or you just say, "I'm not involved here"?
I have to. I took the oath.
Oh, you have to narc. Okay, cool, good. Okay, that helps. Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm.
All
right. You see something doesn't look right. Yeah. You see something don't look right. Report it.
All right, man. All right. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the insight.
All right, you guys have a nice day.
Thanks, brother. Thank you, Jay.
I like that guy. I hope he calls back. He had some insight, you know.
Yeah, we got both sides of the cell.
Nobody knows the troubled Knicks scene. Nobody knows the troubled Knicks scene, man.
Yeah. Not to the hours on the wall.
A couple hours without a cigarette.
Yeah, 8 hours in Saunders, man. All right. Yeah, I did eight.
The Johnny Cash song.
He's eight in Saunders. Eight years now. 8 hours, man.
George Lopez calling after the break.
Oh, okay. Right. It's this break.
Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.